remain standing. Take your Bibles, please. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to read verses 8 through 13 together. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 13. Let me say this while you're turning. Men, thank you for men's prayer breakfast yesterday. Boy, we had, I think, 16, 17 men yesterday at our prayer breakfast, and it was just a sweet time, and thank you all for being there. What a great day we had. I love men's prayer breakfast weekend. It just kind of pumps me up. Amen. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 through 13. We'll read this passage responsively. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, not as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. And let's pray. Father, again, we do thank you for the word of God. And Lord, I pray that this morning you would help us. Lord, may I be an open conduit, a pipe, from which your word and your power and the Holy Spirit could flow and help each and every individual. There's no way I know what each person needs, but you do. And you could allow the truth to apply to each of them personally. And I pray that you'd do that today in our hearts and our lives. And may we walk out closer to you than when we walked in this morning, please. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated. Now, I need your attention. I'm going to start with a little bit of a story and an illustration, and then we'll get into the preaching. But you'll understand why a little bit later of why the illustration. I have taken many groups of young people to a place called Gatlinburg in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Matter of fact, I took a group of seasoned people, senior citizens last year there. I've taken 9 groups of teenagers and never had a problem. I took one group of senior citizens and it was like herding ducks. Let me tell you, them seasoned people are ornery as all get out. I never have laughed. You can combine 9 groups of teenagers, and I didn't laugh as hard combined as I did one week with the old people. Right, Brother Taylor? You'll have to ask him about the jacuzzi tub someday. It's quite a story, and we'll not go there. But I will tell you this. Ellen Moore is just totally insanely nuts, all right? She thought she was a bear, and so did Mrs. Brining, and boy, did it get exciting, all right? But, and I'm not putting a plug in, but it's one of the places my wife and I enjoy. We've never just been there, just her and I, but I've taken, again, I said, we've taken 9 groups of young people there, juniors and seniors or seniors, and I think at last count, either 10 or 11 couples who have gone on that, or young people have gone on that trip, went back there for their honeymoon. It's just a neat place to go, and it's pretty family friendly. Now, the young people enjoy different things than the older people enjoy, and I understand that, but the teenagers enjoy a place called Ripley's Believe It or Not. How many of you have ever been there before? All right. It's a crazy place. It's a museum, and I use that word loosely, but it is 2 floors of things there's no way you believe it or not. It's just a whole bunch of weird stuff that Mr. Ripley accumulated over the years. And some things you know are actually true. The other things you know, there is no way that is true. But it's still a fun place to go. The last time I was there, I thought of Joe Heaney. They had a a fur ball that came out of a cow, and it was about that big. It was nasty looking, and it was hilarious. And there's some other things there. But there is one place at the Believe It or Not Museum that I think is just hilarious. And because I've been there before, I know what's coming when it's coming. And we were there with the old people. And you come up to this place, and they're showing a little video of these people that are doing weird things with their tongue. They're flipping it from side to side, and they're touching their nose with it. And I got Ellen and Arlene to try this in the mirror that's right there. And they're in there, doing all these weird faces. You say, well, what's so crazy about that? Well, what you don't realize is about 20 minutes later, when you finally get towards the end of the tour, you get to the other side of the mirror and find out it was a two-way mirror, and everybody on the other side's watching you make faces. I love that. I'm sorry. I think it's funny. So I always get everybody to do it. They say, why don't you try it, preacher? Oh, I can't do it. Why don't you do it? And we have a little bit of fun with it along the way. You then realize how silly it is because you're watching somebody else and they're going, and they're making face, and it's great. I mean, it is funny. Now, I've seen some people look pretty silly doing it. Then my favorite part is watching the horror on their face when they get to the other side realizing they just did that. And they wonder who in town saw them doing that. Because you don't know who it was on the other side. So everywhere you go, you're thinking, was that me? It's kind of funny. Now, I say that because it's a good illustration that we'll come back to in a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is known as the love chapter. The word charity, it is the word agape. You can look it up in any Greek New Testament, any Greek lexicon you want to look it up. It is the word agape, and it is the word, the agape is the mature, abiding, deep love of God. Now, you have to understand something. The Bible uses words. Did you ever notice that even in the English language, words can have more than one meaning or even more than one depth? I can say, I like food. Now, you have an immediate thought of what kinds of food come to your mind, but it might not be the kind of foods that come to my mind. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I can say, I love hunting. Some of you might be thinking of hunting deer or hunting turkey or hunting some other kind of animal. I enjoy hunting my wife, especially now that all the kids are gone. Amen. I enjoy all kinds of things. Now, I say that to say we can use a word, but in our mind it may mean something different. In the Bible, there's two words mainly for love. There is the word agape. That is God's love for man. It is the word charity. It's a deep, principled, abiding love, all right? When God said in Romans 5:8, but God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is, but God agaped us in that while we were yet sinners. God loved us in spite of us doing wrong. God made his love to where it didn't matter what we did, he loves us anyway. Then there's the word phileo. The word phileo, we get the word Philadelphia out of that. It is the word brotherly love. It is it's a little bit more of a word that involves the senses. A child would say, I like you if you like me. That's phileo love. I like you because you give me things. That's phileo love. Or as boys and girls mature, I like her because she's pretty. There's no way I'm going to say I like him because he's pretty, because there ain't no pretty men, amen? But those are the words, differences between phileo and agape. Let me say it this way. Agape is not based on the object being loved. Agape is based on the lover. Phileo is based on the object. You say, I love cheese quarter pounders. You're weird. No, or you love Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now that's called wisdom. But no, those are, that means phileo. I love pizza. I love this. But when I say I love my wife, that's a whole different kind of love than what I have for food. My love for my wife is far deeper, more principled than any food. I love my wife now that all my kids are gone. For the first time in 20 years, we went grocery shopping together this week. I love my wife. You say, how was it? I pushed the buggy and didn't say a word other than general conversation. I told her, I said, I'm not making any decisions. I said, you're the shopper, not me. I'm here to push the cart and load the car and spend time with you. And she'd say, what about? I'd say, whatever you want. I didn't make one decision. I already made my decision that I'm not making any decisions. Amen? Now, you say, did she do a good job? Yes, because she'd been doing it for the last 26 years. Why should I change anything? Now, she's got to retrain me on how she does things at the end there, because she got a system of how things come out of the cart, onto the conveyor belt, and back into the... I just say, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. My daughter texted me while we were in the store. She said, Dad, what you doing? I said, I'm grocery shopping with your mom. She said, no way. I said, yeah. She said, take a selfie and show me. I had never taken... I said, how do you do that? She said, you got to push this. So I took a picture of me standing there waiting on my wife. She said, boy, you look real excited. I said, you want to come join the party? She said, nope. I said, I didn't have to be excited. I'm just glad I get to be with your mom. I don't care where it's at. Now, I love my wife. I love her enough to go to Walmart on Friday evening of Labor Day. Amen. And then another store. Now, wait a minute. I don't love shopping. I love my wife. Now, some of you ladies love shopping. Not me. Shopping to me is... I know where to go in Cabela's and get exactly what I need, go there, get it, and walk back out, and I'm done. I just understand that. Now, I can browse a little bit, but I don't have the money to browse too long, amen? Now, I say that to say this. Agape is based on the one loving. Phileo is based on the object. Some of you say, I love pizza, but you don't love pizza like somebody else loves pizza because you don't like on their pizza what you like on their pizza. Now, listen to this very carefully. Agape love, or charity, is a love based on the person giving it. Did you ever notice we use the word charity? What is that? Somebody giving towards someone else, they don't even know who it's for, but they give it in spite of that. It's a good word. It's just like God. God gave his love, and it didn't matter who it went to. It was not based on the object. Right. Now, that is a biblical word. Now, agape is someone who gives from their own resources willingly to a need, not expecting any payment in return. Now, watch this. It's motivated by the giver, not the begging need of the one who needs it. Phileo is based on the object. A child loves with phileo love. We've got several of the more seasoned ladies in our church. All of the little kids know who the candy people are. And they love you because you carry that bag of candy around. Amen? Right, Miss Arlene? Bribery will get you everywhere. But there's nothing wrong with that. Eventually, you use that phileo love to build a relationship with those children. It is not initiated, though, by agape. That child doesn't say, Miss Arlene, I love you just because I love you. They say, can I get into your bag? That's phileo love. Now, listen to me very carefully here. Our world is so cheap today. Our love in our world is phileo only. The love in the average church in America today is phileo love. God deserves more than, well, God, I'll love you if you do something good for me. Everybody doing okay? Our love for God is often very immature. We only love him when things are going good. When things aren't going good, well, God, you're just not, you don't love me anymore. Folks, can I tell you something? If my wife only loved me when everything was going right, we would have never got married. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You say, why? Because never has it always been all going just right. She's had to train me over the last 26 years. And even after 26 years, the old dog just don't got the trick yet, amen? But I'm still learning it. Now, listen to me carefully here. I long for people who know how to agape love. Not just each other, but God also. I wish I could be a better example of it. But I have the words of God, and I have God's teaching and the principles of the words of God to show you what he says. Now, listen to this statement, and I'm going to use an illustration here in a moment. You say you want to love like a Christian is supposed to love. Listen to this statement. Your Christian or spiritual growth is an exact ratio to how much your love depends on the object or not. Your spiritual love, your Christian love, is in direct ratio to how much your love is based on the object or not. I'm not going to embarrass anybody with this statement. I love my children. I do. But I love Jeff and Savannah's children too. My love is not dependent on whose children they are. My heart hurt for Savannah got stranded. Their vehicle died this week for a little bit. And they were out in that 95 degree heat. The van broke down, no air. And Jeff is in Philadelphia or who knows where he was at. He was out of state. He said, preach. I said, it's okay. I jumped in the church van, went and got him. First thing I had that air cranked. I said, get these poor little chitlins in this van. Get them cooled down, man. They were about 300 degrees, amen. They were approaching medium well. I mean, it was getting bad. And I got them in there, and we got them all cared for, and everything's good. But you know what? I told my wife, I said, I hurt for Savannah and those kids. By the way, I didn't hurt any less for them than if it was my own wife and children. Did you know that you can love somebody with the same kind of fervor and the same kind of love that you love somebody else? I got a picture this week from Joe. I got several of them, some we won't talk about. But, no, ask him about his Band-Aids. That's all I can tell you. But I got a picture this week of Gus and their new puppy. Gus finally passed out one evening and the puppy sitting right next to him. And it was the cutest thing you ever saw. Can I tell you something? I love that. Gus got his daddy's phone last night and called me. But Gus doesn't talk much. So I said, hello, this is Pastor Bush. I heard nothing. I said, Gus, is this you? Hey, Gus, how are you? And then a little bit, it just went click. So a little while later, Joe texts me. He said, Gus got my phone. Sorry, preacher. I love it. Let me tell you something. I almost wept when Joe said, but someday, preacher, maybe he'll talk back. I said, and when he does, I'll be just as excited as I was when he didn't. I'll love it just the same. Can I tell you something? Your love is not to be based on the person. Doesn't mean I love Savannah's children more than I love Joe's, and I don't love Joe's more than I love Evan's, and I don't love Evan's any more than I love anybody else's. I love all the kids here. I love people. Do you know I love Bob and Sandy as much as I love Gus and Kathy? I really do. And I love Gus and Kathy as much as I love Joe and Leanne and Jimmy and Erica and Harry and Kathy. Maybe a little more than I do Brother Ed. No, but I love Ed and Carolyn. Can I tell you something? We're not supposed to base our love on who it is. We're supposed to love. Now, did you know that God pictured it perfectly for us with a place called Calvary? Do you know that God gave us the most wonderful picture of agape love with Calvary? Please don't take this the wrong way. But did you know that God loved people, including the Muslims and the God-haters, with Calvary? He died for them the same as he died for you. And by the way, before you got saved, you're just as guilty of hating him and rejecting him as they are. What's the difference? Everybody doing okay? I'm about to have fun here. Calvary was not dependent on the object. Calvary was based on the giver. You see, that's why works salvation, why you trying to earn your way to heaven is snubbing your nose in God's face. Because you can't pay the price on your own. Only God can. He's the only one with the amount of love and the amount of perfection necessary for you to go to heaven. See, for you to say, well, I don't need God's way, I'll do it my way, you believe the devil. You have become guilty of the first sin, just like Adam and Eve. In the day thou eatest, you can be like God, choosing, knowing good and evil for yourself. You don't need God, do it your way. Now, 1 Corinthians 13 is a picture of this. You say, why in the world did you start with the illustration you started with? I'm going to show you. Brother Brining, I might need your help for a second. Can you turn these two switches off but leave these lights on? I think it is the bottom set of switches over here. And if not, we'll switch it to the top set. But everybody over here, behave yourselves. Nope, wrong side. I was wrong. Now, Brother Stoltz, come here for a second. I want you to stand right here. I want you to hold that. Now, let me get my microphone. If you look into that, you see, the best we can, a mirror. If you're standing right in front of it, hold it up a little bit, Brother Stoltz. Hold it back down. There, tilt it. No, this. There you go. Those of you in this section, you can see yourself, isn't it? Now, wait a minute, Brother Stoltz. Peek behind that. Can you see through that? We can see you. The part that's here and you're in there, you can't see it. Now, turn over this way, Brother Stoltz, so they can do the same thing. All right, everybody look into that. You can see yourself. I don't know what you were screaming about. That looks pretty good to me. All right. Anyway, that was pretty good, wasn't it? All right, now, hit the lights. Hold on to that. We'll come back to it. Well, you better give it to me because you'll break it and then we'll have too many years of bad luck. All right, Brother Brian, you can turn the light back on. Now, can I tell you something? Watch this. The Bible says, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Watch this. For now, we see through a glass darkly. But then, face to face. For now I know in part, then I shall be known as I am known. The Bible talks about us seeing through a glass darkly. And it's not talking about our spiritual growth per se. It's talking about our love. When I was a child, I had phileo love. But when I become a man, I'm supposed to put away the childish things and love the way I'm supposed to love. I left for Bible college in 1980, none of your business. 1985. And after many, many, many months, and I didn't date much the first year. I didn't have time, but a little bit. But one day in the spring, I think, I talked to my dad. I was back for something or other. And I said, "Dad, how do you know when you're ready to get married?" Now, I wasn't dating anybody serious, honestly. I think I'd only, there was nobody per se. I had not yet met my wife. He said, "That's an easy answer, son. When you can provide for someone else what's been provided for you your whole life, you're ready. Until then, don't do it." There was a lot of wisdom in that statement. Can I tell you what my dad taught me that day? 1 Corinthians 13, verse number 11. "When I was a child, I thought as a child, I spake as a child, I acted like a child, I did childish things, but when you become a man, you put those away and provide for others what the children had provided for them." My dad told me, basically, let me paraphrase it, he said, "When you quit phileoing and you can agape, then you're ready. When you quit worrying about what you're getting out of it and you can start providing it, then you're ready." Hey, that's why teenagers and young people ought to be careful. I don't believe in teenagers dating. Can I tell you why? Phileo and phileo equals destruction. That's why you got teenagers having babies. That's why you got teenagers having abortions. That's why you got nurseries and things inside high schools in America today, because all you have is phileo. It's sensual. It's physical. That's all it is. There is more to love than physical. Everybody doing okay? I didn't throw a fit yet, but hang on. Now, but when you can provide the stability, the finances, and the availability to live for someone else, then you're mature enough to start thinking about getting married. Wow. Let me give you five statements, and then we will be done. Number one, God made both kinds of love. God made both phileo and agape love. Listen to this. Did you know that neither is bad? As long as it's done God's way. Did you know I love holding hands with my wife? It still tingles after 26 years. Maybe we ought to shut the service down. No, I enjoy it. Now, wait a minute. Brother Bob, don't worry. I'm not going to walk up and hold hands with Sandy, because that's not right. Number one. Number two, I fear Bob. No, it's just not right. Can I tell you something? Holding hands isn't wrong as long as you do it God's way. Everybody doing all right? Now, watch this. But did you know just because I hold my wife's hand doesn't mean that I love her? I love her whether we're holding hands or not. I can't hold hands with her 24 hours a day. Her palms get too sweaty. Everybody doing all right? God made both kinds of love to enjoy. Holding hands is phileo. My love for my wife when we're not even together is my agape. Everybody doing okay? See, God made one to enhance the deepest. Did you know God gave you the sunrise not to be God, but so that you would remember him and phileo him and agape him? We're not to worship the sunrise, but when you look at the sunrise, it's supposed to remind you of how much God loves you, and then you can love him back. And by the way, it does come up slowly. Okay, God doesn't flip a switch on at 6:40 in the morning saying, "Sun's up." All right? God never intended you to only focus on phileo love. Did you know that if you only loved like a little 2 or 3 or 4 year old child, there would be something wrong with you the rest of your life? They would call you a special needs. You would, and this is not a critical word, I don't care what society says, but you would be a slow person, a retarded person. That's a musical term. The word retard means slow. And if that's the only amount of maturity you ever had, it would be pretty silly to get married and say, "Can I have some candy, please?" He'd say, "Something's not right there." Yeah, something's not right there. Can I tell you something? The average Christian is slow. phileo only. By the way, phileo only relationships do not last. Just ask Hollywood. You see, God made, and by the way, He didn't intend for us to focus only on one. He made one to enhance or to spice up the other love. When we forget the agape and only look at the phileo, we are cheating ourselves and we're slowing things down and we're not getting the full load. Amen? Now, God made all the things for our senses before He made our senses. Do you realize that God created everything for your senses before He created man? And we were made in God's image. Guess what? God has those same senses as we have. He made the things that He enjoyed for man to enjoy. He enjoys the smell of the rose or the odor of the rose. He enjoys the aroma of the carnation. He enjoys the beautiful sunrise, sunset. He enjoys the mountains. He enjoys the wonderful trees and the changing of the seasons from road work to winter. He enjoys all of those things. Now, may I say this? But if that's all the relationship is based on, it's only phileo. If you only love God when the leaves change color, you don't love God very much. Number two. So, number one, God made both of these loves. Number two, phileo was there to remind us of the giver of agape. Phileo love is there to remind us of the agape love giver. For 26 years, I had the same wedding band. I wore off the, y'all, men, you know what I'm talking about, the little decorative edge. There was no decorative edge anymore. I had wore off. And I had matured in the last 26 years. And my wife said, honey, we have got to get you another wedding ring. Well, we delayed it. We were going to do it last year, but my son decided to get married. So all the money we were going to put aside for that, we put aside for a wedding. So this year, we decided we were going to do it. Only one problem. A size 8 ring on a size 10 finger, that ring hadn't been off in years. Now, I'm not talking about a year or two. I'm talking about 8 or 10 years. It took me an hour to get a stupid ring off. We got ice out. I sat with my arm up with ice on my hand for about an hour, waiting for that thing to shrink up enough and all the blood to run down into my feet and everywhere else. And finally, I'm, I think I can get put some more ice on that thing. You know, finally worked that thing off. I got it off. I got a new ring. That doesn't mean I got married again, just so you know. Did you know that that's just a reminder of her love for me? That's not her love. That's the phileo. It's just a reminder, but every day I look at it, I think of her. I don't think about, oh, wow, she loves me because of that ring. No, 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 no. That ring reminds me of her love for me. But that ring is not her love. Everybody understand that? Creation was given for us to remember God. It was not given to be God. My wife's texts or my texts to her early in the morning or throughout the day. I was sitting at my desk the other day. My secretary was already gone for the day. I was sitting there and all of a sudden my phone went off. I looked at it. And it was a whole screen full, Brother Bob, of red lips from my wife. And I texted her back, should I come home now? Now, that text was not her love. It was reminding me she loved me. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Oh, my soul. Loved based only on the senses will not last because it changes as your senses change. Fellas, the smell of perfume is a sensual love. It's not agape love. And as the sense change, your senses can change too. You see, phileo love is only like an animal. Did you know my puppy dog has phileo love? As long as I keep feeding that critter, as long as I keep patting her on the head, she keeps coming around. It's amazing. I can raise my voice or swat her on the behind because she won't listen. And buddy, she'll cower away and go hide in her crate. Now, eventually she comes back, but she's always looking at me with those eyes of, are you going to say you're sorry? And sometimes I don't, because I'm not. But I got to kind of make up to her, but it's still all senses. It's phileo. I came home the other day, and I had been at TSC to look for something, and I got her two big pork bones. And I brought them things home, and she was climbing the wall to get to me. You'd have thought I hung the moon. Say why, phileo love? That's what I'm talking about. By the way, God made both, but phileo is there to remind us of the giver of the love. We're not to focus on the gift of the love. Number three, God commanded us to agape. God never commanded us to phileo. In the Bible, you'll never see a command to phileo anybody. God said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, listen to me very carefully. I can help your marriage if you listen to this. God did not command me to hug my wife, to hold her hand, to kiss her, and all those other things. He did command me to love her. Can I tell you something, though? The phileo makes the agape more enjoyable. Some of you are cheating your spouse out of an enjoyable agape because you withhold the phileo. Some of you only have a phileo marriage and there's no agape and there's no stability. There is a delicate balance that does work, just so you know. Everybody doing okay? But may I say this? Agape, God commanded me to love my wife, whether she kisses me when I want or holds my hand when I want, or whether she puts the perfume on that I like, which is anyone that she wears because I don't care, or whether she makes my favorite meal or not. You know, I'm not supposed to love her only when she does exactly what I want. I'm supposed to love her even if she doesn't.
That's right.
I am commanded to agape her. Oh, my. Now, listen very carefully here. Agape is the supply line that feeds the love. The phileo is the spice along the way. Phileo can be turned off or on. Agape is a reservoir that's always there. Let me show you what I mean. I love my wife whether she's sending me texts with pages full of kissy lips or not. I can love her whether I get those or not. Everybody understand that? Now, the kissy lips make going home that much more fun. But it doesn't mean I love her more or less. Everybody got the picture here? All right, follow me for a second. Phileo love is turned on and off. There used to be a term back in the 70s and 80s, and it's still used today. I hear it frequently about, well, she turns me on. He turns me on. That's phileo love. That's not agape. Agape is not turned off and on. The switch is thrown and it's there like a reservoir and it's always full and overflowing. It doesn't need turned off and on. It's already in storage waiting for you and replenishing itself as it's used. That is exactly what our love is supposed to be. It's to be a reservoir, not a switch. On now, off now. On now, off now. On now, off now. See, agape is not situational. Phileo is. Agape can love an enemy or someone who hates them, but phileo will talk negative about those that hate them. Are you doing okay? Agape will obey the command to love an enemy. Phileo love says, Well, Brother Stoltz didn't shake my hand. I'm not going back to that church. Nobody at that church loves me. That's phileo love. Everybody doing okay? Agape love says, maybe Brother Stoltz is tired. Maybe Brother Stoltz didn't see me. Maybe Brother Stoltz is just having a bad day. And maybe I didn't perceive it right. But I still love Brother Stoltz. And it doesn't matter whether he shakes my hand or not. Because God still loves me and I still love Brother Stoltz. Did you know the person that hates my innards, I can love them because I'm commanded to? I'm not going to talk negative about them. I'm not going to be mean to them. I'm not going to spread negative about them. Can I tell you why? Because I can love them in spite of the fact they don't love me. That's called agape love. By the way, God commanded me to do that. He said, love your enemies. Love them which despitefully use and persecute you for righteousness' sake. That was a command for agape love to be used when your phileo wants to fight back at them. Everybody doing okay? Now hang on here for just a second. Number four, agape love, listen to me. Agape love is a spiritual love. Agape love is spiritual love. You cannot love with agape without having a spirit. It's impossible. Because agape is God's love. Now listen to this. Agape is to be commanded so that the Bible and the Holy Spirit can do it through you. Did you know my wife doesn't always love me because of the things I do? I did wood the other day in about 97 degree weather. I was splitting wood. I was carrying wood. When I came in, I'm not one of these people that perspires. I baptize from the inside out, Baptist style. I didn't have one stitch of clothing that you couldn't wring out. Now, when you get that hot, it doesn't smell good. You got dirt all over you. You're sweating like you just jumped in a pond and jumped back out. And I'm peeling these clothes. Did you know I didn't wash them? My wife did. I can't tell you that when she had to reach into that pile of clothes that she said, oh, he loves me so much. She probably said, how come he didn't put them in the washing himself? Because I was too hot. Now, wait a minute. Not everything I do says I love you that way. But about January, when it's 25 degrees outside and there's a fire burning, she's going to be glad she washed them clothes because I did the wood. Amen? Now, listen to this very carefully. God is love. The Bible says, God is love. He is the source of love. By the way, that's agape. The Bible does not say he has agape. It says he is agape. God doesn't just have agape love. God is agape love. By the way, therefore, in order to have agape love, you must have him. And the only way to have him is for your spirit to be reborn so that the Holy Spirit of God dwells inside you and that God can work through the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God with the love of God in your life. Now, number five, and I'm done, except for one illustration. Lost people can only phileo. They have no spirit by which to agape. Did you know that an unsaved person has no ability to agape love anyone? None. Because their spirit is dead. They cannot love you. They can lust you. They can phileo you. They can do the best with the phileo they have, and they'll do an okay job, but they can't ever agape you. That's why God said a saved person should never date a lost person. Never. Because that lost person cannot love you. Everybody doing okay? By the way, that's why your lost family members can't love you as much as you love them. Because they're lost. Don't expect, by the way, if you're expecting them to love you, your love isn't agape, it's phileo. Do you know I don't expect my children to love me back the way I love them? I just love them because they're mine. If they love me back, that's a benefit. But if they don't, I have the benefit of loving them. You see, a lost person cannot agape. They can only phileo. I'm about to kick those off by accident. Now listen to this very carefully. You only have the availability to agape once you get saved. One of our newer families, they've been here for a few months, and they said, I just can't believe how much God has changed our family in such a short time. Can I tell you why? You got the source of agape pumping into it now. You now have the availability to have agape love. And man, that's better than peanut butter and jelly on the roof of your dog's tongue. And watch everybody laugh. I'm telling you what, I'd rather have agape love and it not worry about who the object is than anything this world has to offer. Brother Joe, Ashley, went and saw Johanna this week, Brother Kisner and I, and I won her to Christ. Ashley got as many rewards in heaven as I did, because I'd have never met her had it not been for her. Now watch this. Did you know there's not a World Series game in the world that could compare to winning that lady to Christ? Not one. Most of you probably couldn't even tell me who won the World Series last year. Can I tell you something? Eternity got changed because we drove to Baltimore and won somebody to Christ. Say, can't believe you drive all the way to Baltimore, talk to one person. Wonder how far Jesus would go. He went all the way to Calvary. By the way, because lost people can't have agape, that's why our world is so sensual. They can't sell a car or a candy bar without sensualism today. We have cheapened the love in America to where it's all about the senses and about how many clothes we can take off to sell something to get somebody's attention. By the way, that's why the church shouldn't be like the world. That's why we're not going to bring the world's music into the church and have rock and roll music in here and all the other trash that the world has to offer and put Jesus' name to it. Oh, you'll attract so many more kinds of people and there's no real love. It's all based on the flesh. How does the beat make my body feel? Oh, I can just feel it. And you get into all this swaying back and forth and all that kind of stuff. Can I tell you something? It's all sensualism. It's all phileo. Hey, how about the real love of God? Brother Brining, can you hit that top bank of switches again one more time? Brother Stoltz, take your place again right where you were. And I'm going to make one observation. Why don't you kind of step out to the corner? Yeah, so everybody can see. When you look from this side, what do you see? Yourself. Am I right? Yeah, hold it up just a little bit, Brother Stoltz. Not quite that high. There you go. When you look at it, you see yourself. Kind of play a Vanna White and do this, you know. You see yourself. One ugly woman. Everybody look at me for just a second. Phileo love, when they love, sees themselves. Turn that thing around. Agape love sees through it. Agape love looks through it. Now, today, it's a little dark. Brother Brian, go ahead and flip the switch. But when we get to heaven, it won't be dark anymore. We'll be able to see all the way through with our agape love. I wished I could love you the way I'd like to love you. I wished I could show you the depth of love I have. I'll try. But can I tell you something? God showed you. He reached one hand out and another, and they drove nails in it. They hung him on a cross, and his arms are wide open, and he says, I've proven my love to you. I'll love you even if you hate me. Why don't you just accept his eternal agape love? Oh, by the way, he's got plenty of phileo to give you along the way. Plenty. If you died today, are you 100% sure you go to heaven? Why don't you accept his love and learn what real Bible love is all about? Hey, Christian, let me ask you a question. How's your love? Do you only love certain people, or do you love everybody? Did you know I love people I disagree with? I don't always love their sin. Matter of fact, I don't love sin. I hate sin. I hate sodomy. I hate lying. I hate the drunkenness of our society. I hate the drug infestation of our society, but I don't hate people. I can hate sin, but love the sinner. And so can you. Even if it's a saved sinner, we can love them. Huh. When I was a child, thought as a child, spake as a child, acted like a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Looking from the wrong side, you might see darkly, but can I tell you something? Someday when we get to heaven, we shall be known as we are known. 60 seconds. I was listening to a sermon by Brother Hiles this week. Just randomly picked one. And that morning, I said, Lord, I could just use something. Don't even know what it is. I'm not discouraged. Just want to know you got something special. I turned the sermon on. 6 minutes into a sermon, he said, Brother Craig, started talking to me about me on the sermon. Started laughing and cutting up with me. He'd been dead for 14 years. I kind of felt like God gave me what I needed. Just felt, I told my wife, man, I didn't even know I needed that, but it sure did feel good. That was phileo. I didn't need God to tell me he loved me because he is love. He loves me in spite of me. If you die today and you're not sure you go to heaven, you don't have to walk out those doors lost and on your way to hell. God loved you so much he gave you the wherewithal to get to heaven. Maybe you're saved and your phileo has been dominating your life and you need to agape. There's some marriages in here that desperately need what I preach today. There's some mamas and daddies that need, there's some Christians with other Christians that need this today. We need to learn how to love the right way. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Who would say, preacher, if I died today, I am 100% sure, heads are bowed, eyes are closed, I know 100% sure I'm going to heaven someday. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. You can put your hands down. Who would say, preacher, if I died today, I'm not 100% sure I go to heaven. By the way, I want to embarrass you just like I didn't embarrass them. I won't come to you. I won't call your name. I will not force you to do anything. But you'd say, preacher, if I died today, I'm not really sure I'd go to heaven. Would you raise your hand? All right. Someone else? All right. Who'd say, preacher? Something in that sermon is what I needed. There was a part of that sermon I really, really, really needed. And would you raise your hand on my soul? Dozens and dozens and scores of hands up. In a moment, we'll stand to our feet. When we stand to our feet, the music will begin to play. When the music begins to play, if you raised your hand and said you didn't know for sure you're going to heaven, let us take the Bible and show you how you can know. You just step out in the aisle. Maybe you raised your hand saying there's something in that sermon. Many of you ought to come to this altar. Some of you ought to come as a husband or wife or a parent and child or however you need to come, you come.